Welcome along to the Football Hour Extra Time. This is me, Alex Mearns, and today we are going to do a kind of breaking news story because Sunday afternoon, after their 5-2 home defeat to Birmingham City, Fulham Football Club decided to sack their manager, Kit Simons. And as you all know, I'm a Leeds United fan, but my co-presenter, Dom Betts, is a big Fulham supporter. He goes home and away. Dom, I'd just like to know your initial reaction when you heard the news on Sunday.
My initial reaction to the news was, it is the perfect time to do it if you're going to sack a manager, because you've got 2 weeks, international break. You've got time to get a new manager in, so you can sort of work his way with the team if you get him in quick enough, obviously. But my initial reaction was, it's harsh, but it's not like a surprise, like you could see it coming, because we've been so inconsistent over the last year. I mean, we can batter teams by four goals, score four goals against Reading, who are near the top of the league. We beat Bristol 4-1 away from home, but we've only been playing good halves of football, and our defence has been leaky. We can see the second amount of most goals in the league, but we may have scored the most, but if you're going to get promoted, you've got to sort your defence out, and I think that's ultimately what's cost Kit Simons' job.
I would tend to agree. From what I see, I just see strange score lines with you every week. You either win by like three goals and it's you've done really well, Ross McCormack's got a couple, or Moussa Dembele's done really well, and then for the next 3 weeks you'll lose 4-0. In the summer, clearly your manager's identified that your defence is not as structured and secure as it should be. So the chairman has given your manager a new centre-half in Richard Stearman, a new left-back from Everton in Luke Garber. What has happened? Why are you still having the problems of scoring loads of goals but still conceding?
I don't entirely know, because they're really good defenders, like Tim Ream as well. Richard Stearman, they're championship quality centre-backs, so realistically, we shouldn't be leaking as many goals as we are. I feel like it's not just down to defence. I feel the midfield has to take some part to blame as well. I mean, we usually have two holding midfielders in Jamie O'Hara and Ryan Tunnicliffe. Ryan Tunnicliffe is running up and down the pitch all day. Jamie O'Hara, yes, he's got an exceptional left one. Brilliant pass. But he doesn't come back enough and do the defensive duty. So I think the midfielder is leaving the defence quite open at times. But the defensive positioning doesn't really help them at times. Like Dan Byrne, yes, he can win headers. But defensively, positioning-wise and technical ability-wise, he's not the greatest. I don't know, I feel we need a defensive coach, which doesn't make any sense. Kit Simons was a centre-back, and a few of the people we're linked with were centre-backs as well. Yeah, once we sort the defence out, I think we could make playoffs.
Okay, that's very interesting. So, we were talking about your players there. They'll be who the new manager will have to work with day in, day out for the rest of the season. And the people who were top of the running from the bookies to replace Kit Simons as your manager are, one, Paul Lambert, two, Uwe Rosler, who was at Leeds United until he got sacked very dramatically a couple of weeks ago. And the other is Nigel Pearson, who kept Leicester City in the Premier League last year. Out of them three, Dom, who's your favourite?
Out of them three, it's got to be Nigel Pearson. He did so well with Leicester. I mean, their team wasn't exactly amazing, if you think about it. Uwe Rosler, what has he ever done in a championship?
I tend to agree. Since I was really upset when Rosler left, because I thought he was a nice bloke, and it felt like he was, I don't know, doing a project, and it got cut short. But since then, we've brought in a new manager. We're playing much more expansive football, and it feels like Rosler really had chains on all them players. And I think your players up front, they don't need restricting. It's not them who needs to be tied down. So I don't think Uwe Rosler, but it'd be the cheap option. But I'd go for Pearson if I was you.
And obviously we look at Les Lambert as well. He did well with Norwich, don't get me wrong, from League One to the Premier League in 2 years with successive promotions. But I just don't rate him that highly as a manager, where what I saw Nigel Pearson do at Leicester, I was really impressive. Yes, he had his little ups and downs with press conferences and the media didn't get very long. David Mailer when he put his hand on his throat.
Yeah.
But if he's getting you in the Premier League...
You can throttle whoever you want. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I'm saying I judge a manager, what I would do anyway, on what their achievements are as a manager on the football pitch.
Okay.
Not these little things on the sideline. Like, Mourinho's always having issues, and he's a great manager.
Yeah, you take that stuff if they're doing the right things with the players. That's the breaking news. That's what's been really important in Dom's life this weekend, that the Fulham manager, Kit Simons, has been sacked. And hopefully, this is just a pre-recorded little short for you lot that we're going to hopefully do a bit more of. But on Wednesday, hopefully you'll have a new manager in place and we'll be able to just discuss that, because that is when our live show is. Wednesdays on Smoke Radio, 6 till 7. I always forget that. But yeah, thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you all on Wednesday.